say they expect wildfires to get worse today as temperatures rise. Thousands of people have been evacuated from homes and hotels on the island. Three hotels have reportedly burnt down, and many others are in the danger zone. Private boats have joined the Greek Coast Guard, picking people up from beaches on the east of the island. The fires have been burning for 5 days now. The country's deputy fire chief says the blazes in Rhodes are the most difficult Greece is facing. As Adema Sherry reports from the capital, Athens.
Yeah, there you go. That's a BBC report from last summer where thousands had to flee Greek island wildfires, and wildfires are a problem across the world. They present an increasing challenge to humanity and the ecosystems and atmosphere we depend on, the ability to societies to respond to larger and more destructive wildfire events and mitigate against further climate impacts is also increasingly challenged as our climate changes and the effects are experienced in a unique way across diverse settings and societies. Understanding fire behaviour and human responses to this is even more critical. That's, I suppose, the mission statement of the 7th International Fire Behaviour and Fuels Conference, which started today in the Rose Hotel in Tralee and is taking place simultaneously in various locations across the world. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Ciarán Nugent, who's Regional Inspector with the Forest Service with the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, and Colette O'Connor of Tralee Chamber Alliance. Colette, I'll start with you on that one. This is a big conference, lots of delegates from across the globe attending the conference, I understand.
Yes, good morning, Jerry, and thanks for having us on. Yeah, look, this is a fantastic conference to have come to Tralee, and I suppose last year when Ciarán made contact with the Chamber, if you remember, there was a number of wildfires just outside Tralee there, and it was kind of, you know, I wouldn't say it was meant to be, but it was like, absolutely, it wouldn't be... We're currently running concurrently with Boise in Idaho as the US base, Canberra, Australia is the Australian base, and Tralee is the European base for this conference. So we have 135 delegates in Tralee now at the moment, and we had a fantastic welcome reception last night in the Tralee Bay Wetlands, which was sponsored by Tralee Chamber with Kerry County Council. So when Ciarán came to us last year and kind of explained to us about the International Association of Wildland Fire, of which he's on the board of directors, and the potential to have this conference here in Tralee, I think there was a huge interest from the Chamber and from Kerry County Council to see what could we do to get to make that happen. And look, we're delighted it's here. It's very important for everybody at the moment, and I think, you know, the way the climate is changing, the wildfires, it's not something we haven't experienced here in Kerry. We have experienced it, and we're going to see a lot more challenges in the future. So I think Ciarán is probably a better place to talk about that, but just, you know, we're delighted to have it in Tralee. Everybody's very welcome, so yeah, thanks a minute.
Yeah, Ciarán, Boise, Idaho and Canberra, Australia, two locations that would have seen a lot of very damaging wildfires over the years. Also an issue for us here, Ciarán, so how important is today and what will you be talking about, I suppose?
Yeah, good morning. I'm speaking to you on behalf of the International Association of Wildland Fire, which is a global organization that is for the wildland firefighting community, the wildland fire management community. And our mission is to help the community develop new solutions and new approaches to fire management in different places in the world. And there's different continents and different countries have different relationships with fire, but there's a lot of commonality in the processes of fire, how that works, the scientific processes, and a lot of the management processes are very similar. So what we're trying to do is to bring people together from different perspectives, from different places, and to cooperate and collaborate on exploring some of the challenges that we're presented with now. We've seen that last year, in particular in North America, and we see the smoke emissions even from fires in Canada reaching Europe across the Atlantic, a huge distance. And these fires affect everybody. The part in the original recording that you had there from the BBC, people going on holidays now to Southern Europe, fire is now something that people have to consider.
Temperatures particularly, and fire, possibility of fire is something that if you're going to Europe this year, you would be keeping one eye on.
And there's actually guidance now. When people go abroad, the Department of Foreign Affairs and our own FireWise notifications from the Irish government tells Irish people traveling abroad on holidays to be aware of these risks and to make themselves aware of what the measures are. That's the level it is. But that shouldn't frighten people from going on holidays, but it's about adapting now to these things and keeping our communities safe. And particularly from the southern European countries are very well adapted. They have big fire management programs, lots of full-time wildland firefighters, lots of aircraft, all of the types of resources that they need in that southern European space. And the challenge for us here is to adapt. We have a fire issue here in Ireland that's related to our landscapes and also our weather patterns. And climate is part of that. It's not the only part of that. Climate is a contributor to that. And we have to adapt the systems that we have. We have to adapt the approaches that we have. And we have to explore those things. And it's great for small countries like Ireland to be able to interact with some of those larger countries, and also for smaller countries like Ireland to interact with other small countries like the Netherlands, like Germany, that are not big fire countries, Norway, Scotland, that have similar types of fire issues as we have, and to adapt solutions that are suited to our scale and to our resources that we have available for that. And we're getting better at that from year to year.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ciarán, look, the place you're talking about here, I know a few people who are involved in the fire service in America. They work for the national parks and they have huge areas to cover. One friend of mine was a smoke jumper at one time, used to have to parachute into open land areas to fight fire. So you're talking there about the amount of resources, the number of them that happen every year, the landscape. It's different to here. But we're seeing now is that nearly every country is affected by this, even if you have. And what would you say to someone that says, sure, look, we have so much wet weather here, we're not really as affected as other places like Australia where it gets particularly hot, that we don't need to concentrate that much on it? What do you say to those people?
We have fires in Ireland. We have large fires in Ireland for the scale of country that we have. We have a lot of fire. And I think it's about learning to live with that and to adapt the systems from some of the larger countries as international best practices, but adapting that to the small scale that we have and the resources that we have. And that's possible. And by and large, we've been doing that here in different ways.
Yeah. We'll have a helicopter that will come, it will scoop water out of a lake. I remember fires in the National Park years gone by, and the particularly bad fire of a couple of years ago that damaged a lot of the National Park.
So that's in the fire response. So what we want to try and do is be proactive with these fires, and before the fire ever starts, that we have management on the land, that we have, and this is why it's called a fire behavior and fuels conference, that we have management on the land to influence the vegetation, that to create conditions that when we do have a fire, we don't have a completely out of control fire, and that the vegetation, the fuel loads that are there, are moderate, and that allows our firefighting resources then to manage those. And that's important. And we've seen in other places where the land is not managed, and we've seen this in cases in Ireland here, where the land is not managed in an appropriate way, we can have large-scale wildfires develop. That has, and in the past, has affected communities here in Ireland. We've had people have lost homes here. So we're not immune to this. In a European space, we're actually one of the bigger players in terms of the area for the size of our country, the area that burns, the mountain land, the bogs, the natural land that we have, the conservation land that we have, is naturally fire prone in the right weather conditions. And it will go on fire, and it does go on fire. So we have a problem here that we have to address. It's a challenge. And while we're looking at that fire problem, it actually gives us a reason to sit down and discuss those landscapes in a constructive way. And the work we do on fire can have good outcomes for other things, particularly habitats, developing specific habitats and protecting landscapes for specific species. Work we do on fire. Fire is like a catalyst to bring people together. It gives people a focus to work together in terms of landscapes and to explore complex issues in landscapes. So it's a challenge by itself, but it also gives us an opportunity. And that's what we're doing here now in Tralee, is discussing the opportunities that fire gives us to collaborate on new solutions.
And if we don't do that, Ciarán, we're asking for trouble. We will have more fires. They will be more under control. We may lose significant parts of our national park.
The national park is one part of it. As a whole, we will have the fire regime of northern Spain or Portugal, northern Portugal, within the next 25 years. Given the climate change projections, we're going to see a lot of rainfall. We're going to see a lot of new rain and flood risk, but we're also going to see more frequent periodic drought conditions. And we've seen that in 2018, what that looks like. We saw that in 2013, how that presents itself in those heat wave and drought conditions. So we have a lot of work to do to adapt the systems that we have. We don't need new systems. We simply need to adapt some of the approaches, some of the attitudes that we have here. That may include also catering for new types of land management and also looking backwards at some traditional land management and how our forebears on the ground, we've been discussing that here this morning, how traditional land use can be accommodated and can be encouraged and pointed towards, oriented towards fire management objectives. And to recognise that there are people out there on the land managing farmers every day, managing their land, managing it responsibly, and they have knowledge and they have skills that we need in this space, and to orient that. We saw some really good examples of that this morning from Portugal, and we also heard from people from Arctic Canada and the US in Alaska talking about the challenges that indigenous landowners in North America, in Canada and the US, the challenges that they face managing their lifestyles and their traditions.
So will they have to change practices, I suppose, to accommodate the changes or try and prevent fires, or the way they've hunted, the way they farm, the way they manage their land, will likely have to probably adapt.
Yeah, they have to adapt, and they have to also adapt quickly, because the changes are happening much more quickly than people expected, and that's one of the messages we heard this morning. So, and particularly in that Arctic space, that has very large implications then for other spaces, and the ability of smoke. We saw smoke from Canada last year crossing the Atlantic, and we could see that in our skies over Bannerstrand here in the evenings. We could see the effect of that smoke on our sunsets, and we can see that by satellite. We can measure that, and we've people here looking at that also. So there's a lot of things there that we can learn in those communities, and in terms of the adaptation. Yeah, there's a lot of things that we need to do in that space to adapt to this change. And I think there's lots of traditional practices, there's lots of indigenous practices, and not so much the practices, but how those practices are managed in some of the bigger countries, in the US and in Canada particularly. We can learn a lot in our situation here in those communities about how they manage their day-to-day business on the land, and we have to take account of that in Europe here also, and do similar things.
There's similar issues that we have with regards to our agriculture, and we just sharing ideas would help perhaps maybe make those changes and make them in a fair way to ensure we don't have the fires.
The process here is about discussion and an exchange of ideas and discussion of those ideas, and Tralee is a really, really great place. We're the halfway mark between Canada and the east of Europe. And it's a really, really good halfway place for people to meet. And we've had some really good discussions here already since people have arrived. So it's a great location for this. We're very grateful to Colette, the Chamber Alliance. We're very grateful to Kerry County Council and the councillors there for all of their help in bringing this event here to Kerry. And it's a great, the landscapes here reflect what we're discussing in these other places. So it's a really great place to have these conversations.
Okay, spot on. Ciarán, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme this morning. That's Ciarán Nugent there, Regional Inspector with the Forest Service Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, part of the 7th International Fire and Fuels Conference underway in Tralee today until Friday. And that's about, I suppose, like you said, the management of our fires and the International Wildfire Association trying to coordinate the responses, make the changes and deal with the changed circumstances. More rain on the way, perhaps more droughts, more fire conditions.